Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel as written to us by Matthew. When Jesus was born in Bethlehem of Judea, in the days of King Herod, behold, Magi from the east arrived in Jerusalem. And they said, "Where is this newborn king of the Jews? We saw his star at its rising and have come to do him homage." When King Herod heard this, he was greatly troubled, and all Jerusalem with him. Assembling all the chief priests and the scribes of the people, he inquired of them where the Christ was to be born. They said to him, "In Bethlehem of Judea, for thus it has been written through the prophet, 'And you, Bethlehem, land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, since from you shall come a ruler who is to shepherd my people Israel.' Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the time of the star's appearance. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, 'Go and search diligently for the child. When you have found him, bring me word that I too may go and do him homage.' After their audience with the king, they set out. And behold, the star that they had seen at its rising preceded them, until it came and stopped over the place where the child was. They were overjoyed at seeing the star, and on entering the house, they saw the child with Mary his mother. They prostrated themselves and they did him homage. Then they opened their treasures and they offered him gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. And they were warned in a dream not to return to Herod. They departed for their country by another way." This is the gospel of the Lord. I know this probably seems like a pretty reading. You can picture it, you can place yourselves there perhaps, but it's actually a very courageous reading. And we've heard it so many times, we probably don't get that level of the message. But remember, Matthew is a Jew. He's writing for a Jewish audience. And in this gospel, he doesn't have any Jewish people getting the point at all. And he has people from a pagan religion, as they would have thought, astrologers, magicians. Never says they were kings. I guess you noticed that. I don't know why we started calling them the three kings. Never says that. But what it clearly positions them is as outsiders. These are New Agers from San Francisco. You understand? These aren't Catholics from Albuquerque. And in fact, Herod is a Jewish king. He only doesn't get it. He's actually fighting it. So here, Matthew, writing to his own Jewish people, is offering a tremendous critique of his own religion. And he's saying other people can search and seek and listen to dreams and follow stars in their search for God, maybe much better than some of us who have the scriptures. Now, you know the application. I know I grew up probably like you did, being told that we Catholics were the one true church, just like the Jews thought the same thing. But what he's saying is those who have the truth can be the first to miss the point. And just because you're Catholic doesn't mean you know Jesus, you love Jesus, you follow Jesus. Doesn't mean you care for the poor or you do volunteer work. Many Catholics are entirely selfish people. They just go to church, that's all. Now, I'm sure that's not you. But you know, if the rate continues, brothers and sisters, Latin America, which used to be 100% Catholic, by the year 2030 is going to be 90% Pentecostal. Catholics are leaving the church in droves. Now, Pope Francis is doing an awful lot to turn that around, God bless him. But he's got his work cut out for him. Because we, like the Jewish people, sort of took it for granted. I was telling some friends here, walking them over to this church, when we built this in 1953, we assumed that everybody in this neighborhood was Catholic, so we built these huge churches. And now you see, tonight, are we half filled? You don't see a lot of young people, hardly any, to be honest. Look around you. You know what that says about the future of any institution. And our kids aren't going to put up with things the way we did. Either it's real, either they really find Jesus there in the spirit of Jesus and the message of Jesus, or they're going to go elsewhere. And maybe they're going to be like the three wise men and go on long searches and follow things that sometimes we don't understand, like dreams and stars and things that sound pagan and new age to us. But I'll take a serious seeker any day over someone who just is along for the ride. And brothers and sisters, Catholics have to ask themselves, are they just along for the ride? We tend to be a very passive denomination. 10% or less than 10% do most of the work in the parish. The rest of us just come and leave. That's not a living community. That's not a living body of Christ. And I know you're not probably the people who need to hear this message. I'm not here to condemn you. But that's why, brothers and sisters, we continue to lose numbers. And why the younger generation go elsewhere, seeking other dreams and other stars. And sometimes, just like the three wise men, they have a humility and an awe. They were overjoyed at seeing the star. And entering the house, they prostrated themselves. They knelt down before the mystery. Sometimes maybe we're a little embarrassed to kneel or to bow because we don't have that strong sense of presence, of holiness, of mystery, of something that deserves awe. Einstein said that the emotion of awe, to be awestruck, is the authentic beginning of the religious journey. And some are suggesting that we start a new religion called awe-ism. Just people whose mouth drops open before the beauty of reality and the suffering of reality at the same time. That's the authentic beginning of a spiritual search. And let's hope, brothers and sisters, that this feast cannot just be something we celebrate sentimentally that supposedly happened to three guys from the East 2,000 years ago. But let's hope that it starts you and me and our people on a serious search for God. I've been a priest 43 years, and I think my greatest disappointment is that most Catholics have very little spiritual curiosity. Very little. They just take what you give them and go through the week like every other week. Don't be that way. Seek yourself, learn, and seek out a life of prayer. Study your scriptures, serve your neighbor. Show that you really are a different kind of human being, that you are wise men and wise women.